Disclaimer, all music streamed on this podcast is protected by Section 108 of the U.S. Copyright Act, which states that copyrighted work reproduced for purposes of criticism and comment are not an infringement of copyright. But with that being said, let's set sail on the virtual ocean. Let me welcome you to the show.
Hello, world. Welcome to episode 6 of the Virtual Ocean. If you're joining us for the first time, this is the Vaporwave Discovery Podcast. You can listen to this in the background while you do something important or unimportant, or you can join me in close listening to a wide array of Vaporwave music. You know, you can do whatever you want with this show. If you don't know what Vaporwave is a music genre founded on the internet. It's known for its simultaneous criticism and worshiping of modern capitalism, and plays off of 80s aesthetics in a way that shows us the ghost of a future that never was. In this podcast, I play different types of vaporwave music each episode, and most of the time, I'm listening to it for the first time. In the last episode, we dove into the hyper-elated world of future funk. The genre is extremely different than other types of vaporwave, particularly in its sound and vibe. You won't find experimental ambiance in future funk music. Instead, you find the distillation of late 20th century funk catchiness into 2 to 4 minute potent doses. If you want to sail with us and experience the genre with us for the first time, you should go ahead and listen to episode 5, because in this episode, we're going to be diving deep into one single future funk artist, Moshop. Moshop is a non-binary vaporwave artist who takes on the online avatar of this cute anime girl. They are located at the moment in Tokyo, Japan. Today will be the first time I'll be listening to their music, and I'm honestly really excited. Moshop has some pretty provocative anime imagery on some of their mixtapes, with 3 of their mixtapes prominently featuring anime girl titties, specifically the Waifu Material mixtape and 2 of their live shows in Japan. But Mo also has a few other EPs and a couple of singles, and we're going to go through 3 of their EPs, the Pure Pure EP, the Moshi Moshi EP, and the Momo EP. And if time permits, we'll go ahead and play through their mixtape as well, just through a little some of it, but we're basically just going to go as deep as we can through Moshop's discography. And without further ado, let's enter the future funk world of Moshop. And welcome back to the virtual ocean. We're going to go ahead and start with Moesh. I'm just going to say Moshop. Brandon said it was Moeshop, I believe, because it's Japanese. Moe. Right, Moe. I'm going to go ahead and start with Moeshop's first EP, the Pure Pure EP, or Pure Pure EP. This is a well-known fact right now. I'm not really good at the Asian pronunciation of things. I'm not even good at pronunciation of anything, period. And yet I have a podcast. So Moeshop, I apologize for all the butchering. And I'm also not as well versed in anime. Hopefully Brandon can pitch in when it comes to the motifs that I am anticipating with the Moeshop anime stuff. So that's just an apology ahead of time. So let's go ahead and start with the first track of the Pure Pure EP, the intro.
Senpai.
And that is the intro. I'm going to go ahead and I'm pretty sure that leads into the next track, and I'm not going to talk. So let's go ahead and go to the next track and talk about them together. And that is the track, You Look So Good. I didn't say the track before it started, but intro and You Look So Good by Moa Shop. Absolutely groovy. That doesn't really sound like any other future funk track that we've listened to. I think just something about this one that stands out. I think it has to do with the complexity of the grooves that Moa has going on. I will have to comment a little bit on the lolly undertones going on. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's lolly is can you look up that definition so I don't get it completely wrong? But from my understanding, lolly is underage anime girl type shit.
For specifically to this, it says moe is a, let me see, it's a quality of fiction of a fictional female character of being youthfully innocent and vulnerable in an idealized way, perceived as eliciting feelings of affection or protectiveness.
Ah, thank you very much, Brandon. Yeah, and that can be fetishized for some people. You know, I just want to go ahead and know that I recognize that, you know, personally. I'm not going to let that get in the way of how good this music is. And I think it actually adds to the originality. I think you can't really compare Moe to anyone else on the vaporwave scene. Like, you don't see Flamingos taking on this kind of stuff with their music. But You Look So Good was that was a really good track. I think the bass bumped so hard. I think they really took it to the max decibel level they could have with that. The bass was just so good. The sampling was so good. I'm looking at the YouTube comments out of curiosity, and my favorite comment that I found was I lost it. It was something that had to do with, oh, here we go, I found it. I mean, I discovered this song while watching some Overwatch 3D porn, and thanks to that, I was introduced to one of the most amazing genres ever. Best decision ever. Good for you, guy who jacked off to Overwatch 3D porn. Good for you. We will continue with the third track, titled Crush. That is the third track, titled Crush by Moa Shop. I love that Moa takes a very extreme approach to future funk. You can really feel the extremity with the hard cutoffs, the big bangs, even in the sampling. The sampling really comes out and it really pops, really hits you with a sense of aesthetics, I feel. Yes, very, very good song, very good dance song. Let's go ahead and move on to the fourth track titled Say.
I just wanna say, I just wanna I just wanna say we should hang out sometime at my place. I just wanna say you're pretty cool. I just wanna say I've been listening to your tunes all week.
And that is the track Say by Moa Shop. The probably one of the hardest future funk tracks I've heard. It almost reminds me of a hard style EDM track. And it seems to me that Moa Shop has a bit of a, I can kind of feel it, like a bit of a inspiration from something like Daft Punk, from a lot of Western electronic artists. And I really appreciate that. I'm having a really, really good time with this EP. I'm not going to lie. I haven't found a single thing I don't like about it. Moa Shop is definitely a giant talent within the future funk genre. And it's very clear that missing them in our last episode was a disservice to providing a taste of future funk. But hey, Moa Shop, you got a whole entire episode just about you. So let's go ahead and go to the next track titled Kawaii Desho. And that is the end of the Pure Pure EP with the track Kawaii Desho and the outro. Brandon was texting me in the middle of that track saying that Kawaii Desho roughly translate to isn't it cute? Is that what it is, Brandon? It's like a question. You have that sample of the guy who one of the first English speakers in this EP saying, what is he saying, Brandon?
I think he's saying like etchy till I die.
Yeah, etchy till I die, right? Which means perverted.
Yeah, right? I think it's like perverted till I die or something like that.
How I know it is a hentai genre, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if translations. You know how those go. All right, let's talk about that track. Super fun track, dude. I couldn't stop laughing with joy towards the end when it slowed down, and honestly. Pure has they really bring a real sense of dance to the future funk genre that like unlike I've seen with other artists and I don't know if what do you think about the production, Brandon? Do you feel like this production is on a higher scale than what we've heard before in our last episode?
I would say it's I can definitely hear it in clubs more. Hear it being in clubs in terms of especially, I think it was like the fourth track on there. I could definitely hear that being played in clubs more. I really liked how everything sounded like it was very unified, and like in terms of arranging the percussion, everything was really like felt like it was really glued together in like a whole piece. And then there was one song that had like that. I think it was probably the fifth track on there. It was where he had that like strange breakdown,
yeah,
where they turned up the sampling and they like changed the formats and stuff too. Yeah, I can hear it. Does Moe Shop get played in clubs? I'm assuming he does.
I don't think they get played in clubs, but I do think they probably perform in live venues. I was looking at their Instagram for a minute and I can see that they're on a stage in front of hundreds of people. And you can't say that for most Vaporwave artists. A lot of them do live on the internet. But Moe Shop is their own thing, clearly, with their own aesthetic. And wow, what a good EP that was. I will definitely be playing that over and over again because of how much I love it. A lot of the YouTube comments talk about how ashamed they are to play that in front of people. I'd say just go ahead and play that shit, boy. And yeah, I guess I can see it being used in some PMVs, some porn music videos. All right, let's go ahead and go on to their next EP titled the Mushy Mushy EP. We're going to go ahead and play the intro with the first track, the intro being titled Intro and the first track being titled, sorry, one second, I just lost my page, titled Pretty Please.
Let's go.
And that is the intro and the track Pretty Please from the Moshi Moshi EP. Right away, very different vibes with this EP. Definitely no perverted vibes with this one. I feel like it feels a lot more wholesome. It feels like Moe is really experimenting with the melodies, really playing around with that little bridge he's doing in the beginning, that little run. Moe's very playful with those melodic choices. I really enjoy how, despite the complexity of the things that they do, it's still really enjoyable, still really catchy, still fits that future funk hyper elation that you get. And I know, Brandon, you had something to say about what you thought about this, right?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying that I think around the time, I think it was Vine. I think when Vine was still around, there would be a lot of, like, I can see why the aesthetic of this music can lend itself to, like, being very anime influenced. Obviously, with it being written by a Japanese artist, right?
I believe so, or at least they live in Japan. Okay. Very, very mysterious figure,
mm-hmm,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. I remember a lot of, because you know how Vine used to try out a lot of different genres when they were kind of like, trying to spread out, diversify the content that they had on there. There was a lot of like anime, there's like an anime subculture where they would just generate like a lot of like electronic music, and then they would just have like these random anime edits over it. So I can see a lot of that I can kind of see where a lot of that might have influenced maybe this record, but it's like funky for sure.
Well, it's interesting how the anime influence is sort of it's almost like an exclusive to the future funk subgenre. You don't really see it with Hypnagogic. You don't really see it with everything that gets related to a Vectroid it's a little interesting how just through the organic influences that Vaporwave swallows up, you know, as it grows. It just happens to be when you got to the future funk side, something about this genre resonated so heavily with people who were bigger fans of Japanese culture. And that really just manifests itself in the anime influences that you see on this record, or that Moe Shop puts on, or even Flamingosis, or Macross 8299 in our last episode. Very anime influenced. Macross 8299 has an album titled Sailor Wave, which was Sailor Moon influenced, that we haven't listened to yet. We might listen to it in the future, but it just shows you the diversity of the vaporwave genre. It all is under the same umbrella at the end of the day, and yet the sounds are so much different, and the genres function in such different ways. Like, this is stuff I would like to listen to if I'm like driving, or if I just want to, have a little dance, uplift myself. But I can't really do that with something like Floral Shop. I can't really do that with something like 2814's Birth of a New Day. I can't really do it with that, and yet they're still underneath that same umbrella. So, what other genre can you say has that wide of a range and comes from the internet in this way? It's just such a future. It's such a futuristic thing that this art form exists, and I'm glad that we get to make this show and listen to this music with you. Anyway, got on a bit of a tangent there, but let's go ahead and continue with the Mushy Mushy EP with the track Superstar featuring Hentai Dude. So hot, so clean. And that is the track Superstar with Hentai Dude. What a... Oh my god, dude. I like that. Oh man. That I've never heard rap. First of all, it's the first time we've heard rap in a Vaporwave track. It might be. I could be mistaken. We listened to a few tracks on this podcast. But I love the derogatory rapping with the subject of anime girls. I love that a lot. And I'm gonna go ahead and pull up the lyrics. Bannon just sent me some of the lyrics because like I feel like we gotta like dive deeper into what that track was. First of all, I'm gonna talk about that heavy groove, that dun 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 dun. It just keeps pulsing on. It's so good. Moshop just knows how to move those notes in the right way, where to take it before it resolves to the mate, to the key that it's in. And I don't know, it just makes me feel a certain way, you know, so beautiful. So let's go ahead and look at the lyrics. Verse one, I'm a hentai superstar. I got 2D's hoes. I got 2D hoes. They know who we are. We look fresh to death, hopping out the car. Anime girls running from here and far. Young senpai got the game on lock. 2D girls trying to get up on our jock. Young senpai got the game on lock. Moe shop. Let me show you how we rock. Goddamn, son. You didn't need that rap in that song, but you put it in there, and wow. that's something. I'm gonna go ahead and jump through these lyrics real quick. Let's see. Yeah, senpai grinding all summer. Now it's 2016 winter game forerunner. Every wife who need lovers, senpai do it undercovers, and she tell me hit it raw, so I'm pulling off the rubbers. Oni-chan be the gunner, suck you bust. I want to fuck a rubber in between her legs, feel a clench while we hover. Now slow down, Kohai, let's take this chance. Let me see you shake that ass. Pretty good rhymes, dude. I mean, like, it's fun, it's clever, and it the rhyming scheme matches what the groove is in this song. It's very fast. It's very things move really quickly. You don't hold on to anything for so long, which is why that bass just keeps bumping and it doesn't stop and it doesn't ever like resolve anywhere. It just gives you just this nonstop pulse of energy, and I just love it so much. Again, Moe Shop changing the game, adding a rapper named Hentai Dude. Like, his name's Hentai Dude. Wonder if all his raps are about hentai like this. Verse 3. All my dojins got a cop. What is a dojin? That sounds super familiar. Is that hentai manga?
Dojin? I think it has something to do with it's like your senior or something like that. Like someone who's like specifically older than you.
Okay, well, I'm like completely off about that. You mind looking it up, Brandon? So I'm going to read this verse. All my dojins got a cop. Yo, I'm out. Give me top. See me flying to LA just to buy a body doc. Hentai girl is always on lock. Senpai just cannot be stopped. If she ain't going to follow back, then I'm going to hit her with that block. Very, very good. Very, very, very excellent. I'm glad this rap exists. What did you find, Brandon?
Yeah, I was wrong. So it means same person. Dojin refers to same person, refers to a group of people with shared interests. Okay. So I guess he could be referring to like people who are also interested in this kind of stuff.
Right on. Good shit, hentai dude. Very good shit. Let's go ahead and continue with this EP, the Moshi Moshi EP, with the next track. Dance Dance? Right? I lost track. It's Dance Dance with Android 52. That is the track Dance Dance with Android 52. Very J-pop sounding. Probably the most J-pop sounding track on this EP. Brandon just sent me the credits for that sample. I wish we could do this for every song that had samples. But the sample is from Aru Takamura, a Japanese J-pop artist, I believe. I'm looking at the website right now, and I'm starting to realize that the Japanese don't have... they're not as good with internet UI as we are here in America. Everything looks like a 90s website. I don't know what's up with that, but I'm gonna go ahead and close that up. Very good song. I like that. I like the 80s Japanese vibes. I dropped a post a few weeks ago concerning the song Plastic Lover. It just kind of reminded me of that. Plastic Lover is that 1980s song that everyone is listening to because it showed up on everyone's YouTube play next. And I like that. I like the diversity that Moa Shop shows with their, again, just continues to surprise me with these tracks. I can tell how much goes into each track and how each track is just a different part of Moa Shop's influence. You know, this one leaning a lot more heavily on the J-pop stuff. What else is there to say about this track? It's a good dance track. It's a nice little break from the heaviness of the rest of the EP. The EP is just like a headbanger. Like, I'm just at a rave. That felt a lot more like a lot more familiar, like more of a Macross, more of a Flamingosis type track. And so Moa Shop is letting y'all know that they can do that too. They can do it just as good, you know? All right. Let's go ahead and go to the next track titled Crosstalk. And that is a track, Crosstalk, by Moa Shop from the EP, Mushy Mushy EP. Very, very house. Very driving down the city at night type feels. Again, Moa Shop just showing the diversity of their skill set. So talented, this one right here. This little, not little, I think they look quite tall in their pictures. This beautiful artist right here. Very Daft Punk, the most Daft Punk song on the record. I appreciate the placement of this track towards the end of the EP, especially with the big bangers that you come in with. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing work. What do you think about this, Brandon?
I was just texting you in between this track. I think they use their ability to like to automate and cut off reverb at certain points to kind of give that sort of a, I think it was like in the first minute or so of the track where there was where they were building up to that second drop. If you listen to the drum tracks, there are points where they cut off a lot of the heavy reverb, and because of that, it gives it this really. It's I think one of the one of those powerful things in music is like one of the most powerful things in music is like silence. It's a good use of silence. So by taking out like reverb and cutting off, you let certain things kind of become very prominent, and that's what makes like the melody really interesting because the drums give it a lot more energy under all of what's happening. So it makes it very, very energetic, and I would say definitely more Daft Punk references for sure. Especially I think a lot of their like initial work that they would have released before. So I think this one was probably one of my favorite ones on.
For sure.
Yeah, one of my favorite ones.
For sure. It was good, and then they throw in that break, and then you just feel like, wow, this song is so good, and it just goes back to the chorus. Whew! You got something going here, Moshrap. Let's go ahead and continue with this EP with the last tracks titled Love Me with the outro of the Mush Mushy EP.
俺たち恋人になったんだよね。でも俺アイラに特別なこと何もしてあげられてないような気がする。俺いろいろ考えたんだけど何がアイラを喜ばせてあげられるのか全然分かってなくて。私はいつも通りでいい。 いつも通りがいい。司と一緒にいられるだけで特別なので、今だって私すごくドキドキして胸が張り裂けそう。
And that is the end of the Mushy Mushy EP with the track Love Me and the outro. Whew, I think Moshrap just vaporwaved their own song with that last track. Showing once again that Moshrap knows, they know what they're doing. They know where they draw their influences from, and they know when to pay homage. And I can't emphasize enough how much I appreciate that in their work. You know, the whole Daft Punk stuff, the whole anime stuff, the vaporwave stuff is obviously an allusion to our god Vectroid, the Macintosh 420 floral shop type shit right there. A staple thing with the vaporwave genre of just slowing stuff down, and that's it. And they did that. They didn't have to do that, but they, you know, in order to sort of remind us at the end of the EP that, yeah, I'm in this genre still. This is my work. And another anime outro solidifying that motif of the telephone, the mushy mushy telephone symbol that's been going on throughout this entire EP. And Brandon, you mentioned you knew where that dialogue was from?
Yeah, it's from a show called Plastic Memories. Very sad show, actually. Without going on too much of a tangent, essentially it's like these robots that can fulfill like human interaction, but they have like a specific lifespan. And the whole premise of the show is that these robots have an expiry date versus how humans don't. I think it's like 8, 10 years or something like that. And then at the end of the premise of the show follows a company that collects these robots at the end of their lifespan. And obviously, it's very heartbreaking because the robots develop a relationship with their humans, and then the humans have it's kind of like repoing, kind of like these androids, and they develop these relationships, and it gets very sad at the end. I think that specific dialogue is without ruining too much, is like one of the more pinnacle moments of the show. So that's why I recognized it, because it was a very impactful show, at least for me, just because of the dialogue.
Does that show have to do anything with the phone motif going on with the EP, you think?
Without giving up too much for people who want to watch it, it's his partner, the girl who's talking is an android. Mm-hmm. And it's near the end of the show, so
I see.
Yeah, you can kind of very, very sad.
So another perfect choice that Moe Chop has made in their music, right? Not only, there is sampling anime stuff, and then there's like tastefully knowing what you want to pull from your Japanese influences. And Moe Chop, I think everything that inspires Moe Chop just like becomes this beautiful work of future funk, and it's very clear in these last two EPs. I think, I don't know if I can hold either one of them above each other. I think they're both equal to me. I think they're both distinct also, Puri Puri and Mushy Mushy. Two things I'll be listening to and adding to my repertoire on repeat for a very long time. And so we're going to go ahead and go to the final EP and close this episode out with Moe Chop's third EP, the Moi Moi EP, with the first track, Magic. Oh, And that is the first track of Moe's third EP, Moe Moe EP, the track Magic with Milk, with a Y. And first thing that caught my attention was the synth and the cowbells. Very different textures that, you know, Moe doesn't really use. And I was looking at the YouTube comments, and it turns out that this entire track was made with just basic Fruity Loop Studio patches. And that just shows you how goddamn talented this human being is. Moe just straight killing it with every EP, man. This definitely feels like a more modern track, more akin to something I'd feel from, like, K-pop. Don't murder me for making that analogy. I'm not too well-versed in that scene. But it's just what it's kind of the vibe I get. It's a bit more modern. I don't know what the sample is, or if that's, like, an actual singing from is it actual singing? Because that is some pretty good singing, man. Extremely catchy. It's just straight ear candy. I just can't with the talent of this producer, man. I'm almost sad that I didn't know about Moe Shop before, and I'm also sad that Moe Shop doesn't have as many fans as I'd want. But also, I kind of like the fact that I know that Moe Shop exists, and I wouldn't want everyone to love Moe Shop the same way I do. But isn't that like a weird modern thing that some people, they like an artist so much, but they don't want him to sell out? I'm just kidding, by the way, guys. I want all the success in the world from Moe Shop. So we're going to go ahead and listen to the second track titled Virtual.
Oh,
And that is the track Virtual with Puniden, a collaboration with a singer that I believe is from Japan. Yes, a Japanese singer. Very, very fantastic collaboration. It seems like Moa Shop is going for more of a almost a bit more traditional or heavier Japanese influence sound on this EP, which I love. This entire EP is filled with features, every single track on this. It doesn't follow the same intro, outro that the last two EPs have. And I guess I can kind of deduce that this EP is Moe really reaching out into really working with collaborators in Japan. And how fucking awesome is that? How awesome is that global reach that Moe is going for with the music? Again, production, so damn good. I don't understand how Moa does that. I don't understand how they come up with this stuff. Sorry for the misgendering. There are lyrics for this in the description, and I feel like it has to do with feelings, true feelings, and it seems kind of sad because there is a bit of a. Of a conflict with the feelings. If you can look at the lyrics, the translation roughly goes towards the end, bite me lightly because these relations keep spreading. You can't keep it in, can you? Her heart is beating fast and hard. Do you have a chance to read the lyrics, Brandon, for this track? I didn't really get to read through it either. But so, yeah, that is a track, Virtual, with Puniden. Very good collaboration. We're going to go ahead and move on with the EP and listen to the track, Baby Pink, with... YUC'E. I'm gonna assume that's Yusei, I think. I don't know. But track 3 titled Baby Pink. Let's go. We'll be right back. and that is the track Baby Pink featuring Yusei from the EP, the Moi Moi EP. This video on YouTube actually has a little over 2 million views, almost 3 million, very deservingly. That build-up towards the beginning of the track that just goes on for, I think, a whole minute was so damn good, the build-up to the entrance of Yusei. Man, I started to think a lot about how there's a whole scene in Japan of musicians and artists that we just don't get to experience in the Western world because of language barriers. And Moa Shop is doing this thing that is a bridge, almost. Is a bridge, in a way, from our underground to their underground with this EP. And that in and of itself is one of the things that I like so much about this EP and makes it one of the more important things that Mo is doing with their art. While in their past two EPs, you know, Moid, at least in the second one, it was a lot of their musical influence. This one seems to be like a bridge between our world and that world over there. I was looking at Yusei's Twitter and Yusei's SoundCloud. Very, very attractive woman, I must say. Very cute girl. Big fan of her already. And I want to know more about her, but I can't, read her tweets because they're in Japanese. But it seems that she does a lot of performing. She's posting a lot of schedules and tour dates around where she's from. She has some clips from her performances and her concerts. And there is no other way our side of the world would ever know about that if it weren't for the vaporwave genre and internet artists like Moa Shop. So, again, doing important work on top of being ridiculously talented. And that is a track, Baby Pink. We got three more tracks for you guys today before we close this episode out, starting with the next track titled Lovesick with Maisu.
Oh,
And that is the track Lovesick with Japanese rapper Maisu. Sorry for mispronouncing your name, Maisu. First time we've heard a Japanese rapper, a female rapper on a track. And how fun is that? How fun is that track? A lot of spitting bars about drunken love. And I went ahead and looked up her Instagram on, because I was curious, and it turns out she's actually a very attractive woman. And a lot of her Instagram is her drinking and her taking pictures of alcohol and her cats. Very, very good track. I didn't even talk about the track with that. I was just talking about Maisu. Go ahead and follow Maisu5 on Instagram, by the way. She needs more followers for that track and her talent. I wish I understood more of the lyrics, I will say. But I do like that J-rap flow. I like, once again, Moeshop showing that damn range of talent. Being able to produce for Japanese rap. And, you know, I'm just thinking about how Moeshop just got all these collaborations with all these artists. I wonder how that went down, how the conversation went down, how they put all that together. But, hey, Moeshop, do what you want. Keep doing what you're doing, you know? That was the track Lovesick. We're going to go ahead and go to our second to final track of this episode titled Notice featuring Toriena. Is the track Notice with Toriena, another Japanese rapper. Looked her up on Instagram. Another beautiful gal. I was paying attention to the lyrics because Brandon told me to look at it, and it is pretty depressing, actually. As much of a banger this song is, very similar to the style of the song with Maisu, which Maisu was the rapper, right? Or was that UC? Yeah. Very similar in style, just a lot of the focus is on the rapping. Again, another thing that only Moe Shop can get away with in the vaporwave genre. So I'm gonna go ahead and read some of the lyrics. Cut off five centimeters of my school skirt, feeling a little bit blue and sentimental. Sorry, let me read that one more time so I don't talk so fucking fast. Cut off 5 centimeters of my school skirt, feeling a little blue and sentimental. Senpai, please notice me. I already know there's a sweetie so bad that I seriously consider suicide. It really hurts. Senpai, please notice me. Signal broken, error, retry. No one told me how to do this. Faith, belief, unfucking believable. Shaking, wavering, proof of my love. Short-lived rumors last 75 days. That couple who were dating broken up already. Love is a lie, still not fully realized identity. Pretty damn sad. It's a very teenage song. Very anxious song. Or at least the lyrics are. The song isn't. The song is a banger. Because Moe Shop just puts out bangers like it's nothing. But yeah, another beautiful track. And once again, I must reiterate, I love that Moe Shop is putting these people on the map. When we set sail today, I didn't know we'd be diving deep into some Japanese rappers and some beautiful women on that side of the world and their musical talents. But here we are. this is just what happens with this show. We sail and we land somewhere. All right, everybody. The last track of this episode, I just want to thank you guys for carrying through with us, sailing with us, discovering the beautiful work of Moe Shop. And honestly, I'm this is such a good time. The last episode was fun, but this episode was like it, just being able to dive deep into some artists' work. Absolutely amazing stuff. So here is the track Fantasy featuring Monaco from the EP, Moe Moe EP, by Moe Shop. I'm sorry. And that is the final track of our sail to the works of Moe Shop, the song Fantasy with Monaco. A very groovy song, a lot more laid back, a very chill song. The comments of the YouTube video were turning my attention to the lyrics once again. And once again, another sort of melancholy song. The lyrics don't really match the energy of the song. And so there's a bit of a juxtaposition here going on. I'm going to read some of the lyrics. Late neon lights as we go, where do you think we're headed? Wanna be fulfilled, mellow, melting snow. Hey, we're almost like soda floating up, sweet night again. I want to throw it out, forget it, even though you want to be excited. Jealousy flowing, soul burning, keep an eye out for the telepathy I'm sending. Look for the real me, the sun setting, shadows disappearing, in my stitched together heart, crashing in that magic hour glow. In my dream, maybe I mistook one night so funny and unknowable. Yeah, fantasy, real fantastic, dissolved in bubbles, I cried. Late night, neon lights, as we go, where do you think we're headed? Want to be fulfilled, mellow melting snow. Hey, we're almost like cider, about to disappear. Sweet night again, I want a dream here. Beautiful stuff. beautiful words. Beautiful song. Beautiful artist. Wow. I'm just kind of blown away by today's episode. I didn't think that we'd have... There wasn't a single track in this where I was like, that's not a good track. I think every single track that we listened to today was a banger in its own right. There wasn't really any two tracks that sounded the same. Moe Shop, you are onto something. The intersection of sort of... your culture, where you're at, you being in Japan and the artists you work with, combined with your talent, combined with the genre that you're in. And I'm also kind of curious as to how you ended up in the Vaporwave category, because I'd say you're more of an EDM. But at the same time, you do have a lot of Vaporwave elements, and that just shows you how gray the Vaporwave definition is, you know. My God, the Moe Moe EP... the Pure Pure EP, and the Mushy Mushy EP. All three beautiful works. I recommend you guys go ahead and support Moe Shop by buying their music on Bandcamp. They deserve all the praise in the world. They deserve all the love for the beautiful work that they have given us. And I would like to thank you guys for sailing with us on the Virtual Ocean, episode number 6, Moe Shop's episode. Probably one of my favorite episodes so far, music-wise. I can't get over how much I love this stuff. I'm going to listen to it again in the car ride home. Oh, man. Thank you again for sailing. Once again, follow us on Instagram if you want to switch up your mundane Instagram feed with all your friends flexing about their lives and showing off what they're doing. If you want to add some beautiful vaporwave art, go ahead and follow the Virtual Ocean on Instagram. Which is also sort of our hub for whenever we release new music or have any thoughts on certain things. Go ahead and follow us on there. We post every single day. We'll keep you hooked to Instagram. We'll keep you hooked to your social media like the modern consumer that you are. And it's all going to be a good time. Once again, I am your captain, J.Ram.
And I'm Brandon. Be safe, everyone.
And thank you for sailing with us on the Virtual Ocean. And until next time, sailors, I will see you once again.
Raise the davit! Get these folks on board!
How are we looking today, sir?
Skies are clear and the ocean laughs. I think we should go where our hearts take us.